Welcome to Lead to Succeed. This is the podcast to hear from the leaders of today in various fields, from entrepreneurs to corporate directors.
We hear their stories, lessons learned and challenges faced, as well as insights and advice to become a successful and an inspiring leader.
The podcast is presented by us,
Callum
and Rebecca Jenkins, as we both believe that we all have the potential to be outstanding leaders if that's what we choose.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to another podcast hosted by myself, Callum, and my mum, Rebecca. And in this one, we're going to be doing a short review of our recent interview with René Voorhoorst, who is the Senior Head of Key Account Management in the Nordics and Benelux region at National Instruments.
In this podcast, we are going to be reviewing the takeaways that we both got from it and what was most impactful to each of us. So we both, on this occasion, have very different key takeaways. Do you want to start with yours, Callum?
Yeah, sure. So it's actually quite funny because after Mum and I were reviewing this, our key takeaways from what René said were actually quite different. So to start things off with, René was talking about the difference, his perspectives on the difference between a manager and a leader. And he said that a good manager can be a leader, but a leader isn't always necessarily a manager. Now, a leader can be anyone, regardless of their role. I took away from it that a leader is generally someone that sets the vision and the longer term perspectives of the company, whereas a manager is typically someone who comes in to fulfill things that have to be done. So it's fulfilling those tasks that ultimately lead the company towards fulfilling that long-term vision. But what I think René's main significant point from this interview was, which was something that I hadn't really considered before, was that leadership is not really about your own personal self-development. It's about the self-development of others. And I think one of the significant points that René was saying was that a leader takes time to understand their team before ensuring that their team is understood by the leader. And it's realizing that it's not about me, it's not about the leader, it's about them. It's about their development and their growth. And that's really the only way to grow in a sustainable way. And I asked René the question that, do you think by focusing on this as a leader, focusing on your team self-development, you probably actually grow quite significantly in the process yourself? And he fully agreed with that. And it's quite funny that by trying to focus on the development of others, in the process of doing that, you actually develop quite significantly yourself. And following on from this, a big thing that we were talking about was about professional development and training, and that really being essential. And René was talking about, it's not necessarily the training that you get, but it's also what you put into the training. So it's the preparation you do beforehand, it's what you do while you're receiving the training, but crucially, it's what you actually do with that training and how you implement it into your business after you've had it. And an example René gave us of this was talking about when he was being managed, and he said his greatest managers were those that were most interested in his own personal development. Now, I've not really been in many roles where I've had a manager and that sort of thing. I've largely worked for myself since I've left uni. But I would imagine if I did have a manager and they were focusing largely on me and what I was trying to get out of it and how I wanted to develop in the role and the training they were putting me through, rather than focusing on themselves and telling me what I had to do, then I think I would really admire that. I think I would view them as more of a leader and someone who is trying to help me. Now, and that isn't something, an aspect of leadership I'd necessarily thought about before, and it was a really fresh perspective for me when we were discussing that with René. But Mum, you had quite a different take from what René was saying. So do you want to kind of highlight on that a little bit?
One thing that René did in the interview was talk very candidly about difficult situations, which is something that we all face as a leader. It goes with the territory in a way. You're going to have difficult times to deal with. And he resonated with me very much when he talked about having to make teams redundant or make positions redundant, and that would affect and impact people that worked with him and people that were also friends of him and his family, and how that caused him to have sleepless nights. And I think any leader going through having to make those kind of transitions in a business and make positions redundant find this incredibly difficult. And what I got from this is that René managed to do this with using a lot of emotional intelligence and a lot of planning, and spending most of his working day with the team, talking them through the situation and being very open with them. If he could address and give answers to some of their questions, that he would go away and find out and get the answers. He prioritised this over his day-to-day work that needs to be done, and he chose to do that out of office hours almost, so that he could really boost the communication and the discussions with his team and listen active listening to their concerns about what was challenging them. And for me, that demonstrates fantastic empathy and emotional intelligence skills, which will support us and help us greatly in a leadership role, and particularly as you go through challenging and difficult times. And I really appreciated how Rennie was very open and candid about that situation.
Yeah, I think that ties into what Rennie was saying about his three key skills that he would look for in the leaders of the future. You know, one of those points that we really talked about was communication skills. And it's the ability to actively listen and to your team, to individuals, and really trying to seek to understand what it is they're trying to tell you before you start trying to impose what you're asking them to do, and ensuring that they're being understood by you. It really just revolves around that whole idea of putting them first, putting their development ahead of yours, and seeking to make sure that you understand what's going on in the situation before trying to make sure your team is understood by you. And then the next point he was talking about, which a few people have mentioned now, is about inspiring people.
Inspiring people by leading by example and demonstrating your leadership skills, and in so doing, encouraging others to step up into a role of leadership.
And one of the final thoughts on leadership Rennie had was about the importance of building a strong network. And that's something I can really relate to from working for myself. I think building up a network of people that, not necessarily that can be your customers, but just people that you can bounce ideas off of, get expertise from, seek guidance from, perhaps even mentorship and those kinds of things, was something that Rennie also discussed a lot about as well. And it's the benefit of making networks with thought leaders in your industry of mutual interest, and the ability to get external perspectives from people with expertise in your given industry.
And as usual in our podcast, we're asking each of our guests what they're most proud of in developing their skills as a leadership. And Rennie talked about how he has taken his team, who perhaps were worst kids in the class in terms of pipeline management, to being world class. And the big takeaways in that for me were being really persistent in development areas. And I can relate to that, because if you're developing something and it's not working, it can be easy to give up and go after a different project. But that message about being consistent to move from A to B, really, I understand that and I get that completely and recognize that. And also his creating demand based on insights. So when he's working with key account management, adding value and getting those insights to develop those key account managements was another message that I completely agree with. So that just leaves us now to wrap up and say a very big thank you to Rennie for his insights and his perspective on leadership, and also for his candor. And I think now, Callum, over to you.
Yeah, again, just a big thank you to you, Rennie, and a big thank you to you, the listener, for tuning into our podcast. We trust you found this useful and insightful as we have. We're looking forward to continuing this conversation, getting more insights and different opinions on this subject with future leaders in the coming episodes.